As far as transmission, what do we understand about how it's transmitted, and could there be a sexual transmission component to this?
Right. So this is obviously, this is very interesting as well. So we know, first of all, let's acknowledge that there's not a ton known about this. This is what we call a neglected tropical infection or a neglected tropical disease, in the sense that it's, along with many other infections that plague low-income countries, there's just not a ton of research on this. But there is some, and we do know something about this. Based on some of the outbreaks in the past and some of the studies, we know that people can get this by direct contact with some of the lesions or direct contact with bodily fluids from infected people, from close contact with individuals, so being in close proximity for a prolonged period of time, and of course there still are more distant contact infections. Those don't seem to be the majority, but that certainly can happen. When we talk about people getting this infection through sexual contact, what's really unknown is, was that just because of close and direct contact with a lesion, or was it actually sexually transmitted? Before we completely discard the sexual transmission, I think it's fair to acknowledge that, you know, Ebola virus recently was found to be transmitted through semen. Zika virus as well was found to be transmitted through sexual means as well. So I think it's fair to keep an open mind on that mode of transmission, but it's based on what we know, close proximity is the main mode of transmission.